When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett. It's up.
Welcome into Talk of Champions on this Friday, August 16th, 2024, just 2 days from my birthday. Not that you were asking. For these purposes, this podcast, it's the last full week of preseason camp until Ole Miss goes into game week mode for the 2024-25 season. All those high expectations, the title chase, Ole Miss looking for its first since the 60s. Just 15 days away. 15, as I'm recording this. Maybe you're watching this on Saturday, August 17th. And that would mean just 2 weeks away. Or maybe it's less than 2 weeks on Sunday, August 18th, my birthday. And also my twin brother Stevens. Happy birthday, twin. My uncle Rick. Happy birthday, Rick. But this podcast, this edition of Talk of Champions, I'm going over five things I learned at Ole Miss practice this week. Now, of course, Talk of Champions is always brought to you by our friends at Riverland Roofing. For all your roofing needs, it's Riverland Roofing. Text or call them today. 662-644-4297. That's 662-644-4297. You can visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. Five things I learned at Ole Miss practice this week. Number one, yes, Ole Miss football is a very good football team. It's the most common question I get asked wherever I go. Are we for real pretty good? Are we good? Like, for real good? Yes. Ole Miss is a very good football team. One of the very best in college football, actually. And don't worry. I'm not going to stay this broad. I have some practice tidbits just specifically from the last couple of days mixed in here. Just follow with me. One of the best football teams in college football. All but a handful of teams would kill for their two deep personnel. They're all 22, features 18 transfers. That means 18 of 22, you know this, but duh, came from somewhere else. That's still amazing. Among the highest graded by Pro Football Focus grading in the country. They're all 22. And the important thing is they look that way. I have my concerns, as do everyone else, I think, about the injury stuff. Because there are a lot of important Rebels right now in black, no contact jerseys. Here's a few. Princely Umanmielen. But I told you, if you've been watching this Talk of Champions podcast for the last week, you should know by now, I fully expect Princely Umanmielen to only be a pass rush specialist for at least the first three games. Now, Pete Golding could come out and prove me wrong, and that won't be the first time because I'm no expert. But that's what I've heard, and he's one of them. Brandon Turnage, the most recent guest on the Ivy League on the Talk of Champions podcast network. Go check that out. Jared Ivy, the third-year star defender for Ole Miss, interviewing Brandon Turnage, one of the best ones I think so far, my personal favorite so far. Nate Kelpo is in a black jersey. Ulysses Bentley has been in a black jersey. Caleb Warren, Juice Wells, Jordan Watkins. And that's even before you get to Deion Smith's absence. More on that in a minute. Lane Kiffin's made clear his number one priority this season is getting his team to the opener against Furman as healthy as possible. So, I think a lot of this could be cautionary. Just being as cautious as possible. Scaled back practices. I mean, even the ones in pads, if you ever get to go out there, even the ones in pads, they're not all that physical. Certainly not as physical by comparison to the old days. Whatever the old days were to you. For me, that was even two-a-days. That doesn't happen anymore. Ole Miss is operating like an NFL minicamp, and that means prioritizing keeping the players healthy, keeping them on the field. So there's a lot of walking through, a lot of mental reps and light conditioning off to the side, especially for those Rebels they're being most cautious with. Daquan Wright. He was the Virginia Tech, or is the Virginia Tech, transfer tight end. And he's one of those that they were very cautious with to start, but now he's full go. Same with Diego Pounds. They'd been cautious with him, black jersey, just making sure he was right. And then, are you sure? Yeah, let's double sure, triple sure. And then he comes back and he plays left tackle. He's the transfer from North Carolina. The depth of options is why I'm so bullish on Ole Miss this season. It's why I dismiss that typical we are Ole Miss defeatism out there by some, not most, just some still. Mostly my friends. Because I hadn't seen it on the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On 3. Sign up today if you haven't already. More through texts. Passing conversations with everyday Ole Miss fans on, I don't know, soccer fields. Gymnastics drop-offs. I had a close childhood friend of mine. Encyclopedic. Memorization of all Ole Miss things. Arguing with me till he's red in the face. Ole Miss is going 8-4, and there are 6 toss-up games on its schedule. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that old we are Ole Miss defeatism. I don't. Miss me with that. I'm done. I've used the offensive line so far in doing this solo edition of Talk of Champions, or version of Talk of Champions. I've used the offensive line countless times as an example of the difference between these Ole Miss Rebels and those Ole Miss Rebels. Those Ole Miss Rebels that were even really good or memorable. Any mix of Ole Miss's double-digit linemen that they currently roster, any mix of them, would arguably be the best starting five Ole Miss has run out in the modern era, at least. I mean, Bobby Massey, John Jerry, and Brad, my buddy Brad Sowell. I mean, that was a pretty gnarly trio. Laramie Tunsil is the best player talent-wise to ever step foot on campus. But 1-5, any way you slice it, this Ole Miss team, as far as the offensive line goes, but it's arguable in a lot of other places too, is better. I can count out at least 7 next-level prospects on the offensive line alone. Julius Buela, Nate Kelpo, Diego Pounds, Jeremy James, Jerquan Scott, Caleb Warren, and Micah Pettis. I can make cases for more. Like Jaden Williams. He was actually, again, practice tidbits like this one. He was starting over Diego Pounds at left tackle this week. And remember, he started every single game as Ole Miss's blindside protector as a redshirt freshman 2 years ago. Caleb Warren is a 3-year starter for Ole Miss at center, but it's Jerquan Scott, save for the last couple of days, who's been exclusively running with the first team there. But Jerquan Scott, he's one of those black jersey guys now too. But I think a lot of it's precautionary because Ole Miss is built different. Ole Miss is built to contend. It looks like that. It looks like the number 6 team in the country at how it should look. I remember 2012 going into that season, walking out on the field, and the best player to start that year was Charles Sawyer, and it was obvious. They should be favored. Ole Miss should be favored in every game but Georgia. So it's time for everyone, fans, media, time to act like it. Number 2, anything Ole Miss gets from Deion Smith this season is a bonus. I'm not with my friend Jake Adams of We Run the Sip on X Twitter. He thinks Deion Smith, the whole situation with him, it's shaping up to be the next Zachary Franklin. We've all seen that Deion is finally on his way stuff and that movie over and over. And each time it ended up with Deion Smith not showing up or just not showing up but not suiting up as an Ole Miss Rebel. So while Bruce Feldman earlier this week, Bruce Feldman of The Athletic, had us all believing, or maybe just hoping, Ole Miss plays football in 2 weeks. Deion Smith told me back in June that he was on his way. He told Zach Berry in July twice, it's good, I'm coming, it's fine. And now he said the same to Bruce or whoever. It is what it is, man. I mean, Deion's academic standing has been a nightmare for all parties to navigate since he left LSU 2 years ago. Here's what we know right now, according to reporting from my buddy, my guy, the Ole Miss OG media reporter, the godfather, Chuck Ronsville on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. According to Chuck, this delay in Deion's arrival is not at the feet of Ole Miss in any way. Ole Miss has already approved everything and given Deion a thumbs up. They're just waiting on confirmation from the school where he took the necessary online courses to verify everything on their end is kosher. When that school says everything was done properly, there is no red tape to take care of on Ole Miss's end. When that school gives a thumbs up, which Ole Miss expects, he will be cleared immediately, we have been told. Those blaming Ole Miss's compliance or admissions would be mistaken. It's natural to put that on them, but in this case, it's not an Ole Miss problem. So there you go. Look, look, look. Ole Miss has been on the verge of making fetch happen with Deion Smith since he left LSU 2 years ago. Whatever they get from him this year is a bonus. At least early on. I mean, how could you not? But the good news is the Rebels, again, have depth of options. Caden Lee, my breakout pick this season on offense. He's had a stellar camp. Truly an elite route runner. Aiden Williams has had a great camp. Just like he did last year. But the difference is he's the best option this time. And Lane Kiffin knows it. And he's treating him that way. He's giving him more of a leash, more of a rope. Freshman wide receivers, in particular, don't have a great track record of getting on the field immediately that much under Lane Kiffin. Or if they do and they mess up, it's hard to get back. At least that's been certainly the case the last few years. Caden Lee came on late last year. Aiden Williams flashed at times. But where he's really taking steps now is in the consistency, specifically in his playmaking. And that matters because the receiver most recruited to dip into his snap share was Deion Smith. And he's still in street clothes. Here's what Aiden Williams had to say after practice on Friday.
Just entering year two, obviously you kind of had up and down your last year. Just what kind of was your takeaway from that and your goals heading into fall camp here?
My goals going into fall camp, just get better every day, work on something. Every day I come in here, just get better at one thing. And when you know it, by the time the season comes, you're going to have a better game than you had previously.
What you showed in the way Caden ended his year, y'all seeing y'all's roles kind of expand or grow heading into year two?
Yeah, like our game has both grew like tremendously since from year one to year two. Not even really just like on the field, really just knowledge-wise, like getting understanding like how the scheme works, understanding how we fit in the scheme, things like that. So, yeah.
These first few weeks, how's it been working with George McDonald?
Oh, Coach McDonald, it's been real good. I mean, Coach, like, he give us, great advice. Like, we watching our reps and stuff. He telling us what we went wrong, how we could have fixed it. Like, just great receiver coach advice. I love Coach G-Mac.
You know, just getting your feet wet last year, but what goals do you have for yourself this upcoming year and year two?
Better than, make it way better than it was year one. It just goes, get better, like, every day, get better every game.
You mentioned scheme feeling more comfortable. What was the biggest challenge for you kind of getting there in year one?
I'd probably say the biggest challenge for me was just like getting all the information and being locked in on every small key detail, because that's what's going to win you ball games, the small key details and stuff like that. So when you really like just get a grasp of like the whole offense, got time to sit there and learn it and get all the small details, you'll be all right.
Does the game feel slower to you than it did a year ago?
Oh, definitely starting to recognize coverages and things like that, knowing where the ball probably going pre-snap or post-snap just based on the look that the defense give us.
What does it mean for you and Caden both, but most of you getting Trey and Jordan back one more year and just kind of being able to learn from them or feed off of them one more season?
Knowledge, like that's what we get every day in the meeting room. Knowledge, like every day they passing on little nugget, Trey, Jay White, Juice, everybody in the room, all the older guys, they passing on knowledge and we just soaking it up.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend. And that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
That was Aiden Williams. And we haven't even talked about Trey Harris yet. And he might be the best player on this team. Jordan Watkins is going to be solid as all get out. Again, he's been in black all spring and now all fall. But Jordan Watkins is going to be, he's a veteran. He's a veteran's veteran. Isaiah Hartshrope, Jordan Smart, they got to get out of the training room. They got to get on the field. I tell you who's really been intriguing, who's flashed. Narrell White, he's looked pretty good. Intriguing athleticism and explosion. But again, will we see much at all of Narrell White the first few months? History under Kiffin says probably not. So Juice Wells is the key. Juice Wells was one of the SEC's most dangerous and explosive players overall, let alone wide receivers in 2022. Health and durability is the question for Juice Wells. He opens up so many things if he's available, if he's able to stay on the field, because he can move around formation. We talked about that with Caden Lee, I think, on the last show. But Juice Wells has proven that. He's proof of concept with that. Cutting it loose like Elijah Moore did, a more physical Elijah Moore, because as good as Elijah was, he wasn't running over anybody. Didn't have to. He'd break everybody's ankles. But Juice, when he's healthy, was a bigger, stronger version of that. He added a more physical element that than Elijah just doesn't have or didn't have. So Juice Wells is over there cutting it loose like Elijah Moore. All the while, the brothers Caden, Lee, and Priestcorn are attacking the seams. Trey Harris, beaten man on the outside, is the highest graded returning wide receiver against single coverage in the SEC. So what does that mean for Aiden Williams? It means he can settle in perfectly as the next Braylon Sanders. Braylon was always down there somewhere. When in doubt, throw it down there. Braylon's down there somewhere. But they were always explosive. Big gainers. Game-turning catches. Deion Smith was supposed to be the peak version of that. Williams could be. The difference is Deion Smith had the stripes on the wall. He had the proof of concept. But none of that means anything if he can't get out of street clothes. Number three, I just don't know who Ole Miss's third running back is right now. Now, here's where I want to start. Logan Diggs, he's a transfer running back from LSU. Hasn't practiced yet. He's working his way back from offseason knee surgery. There's at least some doubt that he's able to suit up at all this year. But there's real optimism he does too, so you got to be fair and balanced to that. If he ever is healthy, if he does make his way back onto the field, I feel completely comfortable after viewing practices for now 3 full weeks in the limited time that we get, those 5 periods a day. But a healthy Logan Diggs returning would be absolutely game-changing for Ole Miss. No, not season-changing. Game-changing. Like the difference between 11-2 or 11-1 and 10-2 in playoff seeding. There's some Kool-Aid. I can already read the message boards now. Rashad Amos and Dominique Smith just haven't inspired a lot of confidence yet. Now, Ulysses Bentley is better than Stoop Connor ever was, Jerrion Ealy, even Henry Parrish, who's now his backfield mate. He averaged 5 yards a carry last year. He was, or is, the highest graded returning running back in the SEC, according to Pro Football Focus. Ole Miss will be every bit the title contender, not just Kool-Aid Man, but everyone is billing them to be, if they can get 200 attempts out of Ulysses Bentley. But if he can't, well, then Henry Parrish is more than solid as a fallback option. He's a variant of Ulysses Bentley, albeit less explosive. What's most likely, though, is Ulysses Bentley, Henry Parrish together combined for what, 25 attempts a game? So where will the additional 10 to 15 come from? Is Ole Miss comfortable right now giving those to Rashad Amos and or Dominique Smith? I say no. And Jackson Dart cannot carry the ball 120 times this year. Cannot happen. Logan Diggs was hurt in LSU's bowl game against Wisconsin. He ran for 653 yards and 7 touchdowns for the Tigers last season. He had 822 rushing yards as a sophomore at Notre Dame in 2022. And they need him. Number four, to quote Anna from Frozen, for the first time in forever, linebacker depth isn't a concern. We made it. We all got here together, guys. Because Chris Poopall, starter at Arkansas, he's here to start, take up most of those snaps that were vacated by Jeremiah Jean-Baptiste, Monty Montgomery, Ashanti Sistrunk. All SEC at Arkansas. 137 total tackles, 15 tackles for loss, 6 sacks, 1 forced fumble, 3 seasons at Arkansas. So I'm not telling you anything you don't know when I say Chris Paul's going to be good. That's not really breaking news. But I've been as, if not more, but certainly super impressed with TJ Dottery. He's in his second year at Ole Miss after transferring in from Clemson, and he looks like an All-SEC caliber player. Certainly a future NFL player. He's everywhere. If Caden Lee is my breakout pick for offense for Ole Miss, then, yeah, I'm going with TJ Dottery, formerly Dudley, as my pick on defense. Now, I'd be tempted to go with Suntering Perkins, another linebacker. a sophomore, former on-3 five-star plus prospect. Those are the elite of the elite recruits. I think Sun Terrain is going to be used like Harold Perkins. But where LSU bizarrely tried to turn Perkins, who's an elite-level pass rusher, into a more traditional linebacker, to mixed at best results. I think Pete Golding's going to have Sonny P hunting quarterbacks across the formation. Not so much unlike Micah Parsons with my Dallas Cowboys, another season, hope springs eternal, but not so unlike that kind of usage. All that's holding Sonny P back, Centurion Perkins back, as I get the name correct, hopefully that time, is how skinny he is. He's 210, listed at 210. He might be a little smaller, but he could absolutely explode this year because he's got all of it. He's got every tool in the box, in the toolbox. He could explode if he keeps adding weight and can show that he could hold up over the grind of a potential 15-game schedule. Yeah, see what I did? And don't forget Kari Coleman. His move from defensive end to linebackers, he's more pass rusher than anything. Learning the nuances, becoming a linebacker and not just a situational pass rusher. That's what he's trying to really turn himself into. And he's gotten better and better. So there's more, even more upside with Kari Coleman. Linebacker depth. Who knew? Number 5, the vibes are immaculate. Ole Miss knows it's a good football team. But they're still, at least in my opinion, maybe this is the Kool-Aid again. There's still a pervasive underdogish cliche, but underdogish mentality that they're working with. Lane Kiffin has never been more comfortable in his own skin, at least in our distant interactions with him. I mean, he's completely comfortable, both as a person and a football coach, sure seems like to me. Because Ole Miss was probably just a pit stop at first, but it feels like a forever home now. Regardless of whether or not he retires here, you know. Because Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin has been and will have been, whenever it ends, if it ends, the perfect marriage of coach and school at the perfect time. Because it's obvious everywhere you turn. I mean, Juice, his dog, is running around the practice field seemingly every practice with a camera on his back for Instagram hits. Kiffin's learned to stay out of the way where some of the others didn't learn that. Hugh Freeze. What was that? He allows his position coaches to coach their positions without the constant meddling and interference. They're the kings of their castles. They own their space. But he holds them accountable if it doesn't work or if they don't do their jobs. He's moved on from coaches after 1 year multiple times here. The days of Jackson Dart looking over his shoulder at quarterback are completely over. There's no token Luke Altmyer competition. There's no two Division I transfers brought in to push him or just straight out take a spot. Walker Howard, one of those two last year, is his backup. Jackson Dart is a Heisman candidate. The face of college football's most intriguing, in my opinion, title contender. Lane Kiffin called Trey Harris his most improved player of camp, and he was already a Biletnikoff Award watch list member. It just goes on and on and on and on. Ole Miss football is right around the corner. 14 days. 15 if you're listening on Friday. I don't know when this posts. Ole Miss football is right around the corner. And when it arrives, stick that chest out. Enjoy the ride. And there's going to be some bumps, some frustrations, and letdowns. Inevitably, there always are. Even when Eli went 10-3, he lost to Memphis and Texas Tech. But these Rebels are built to win and contend. They look like it. They know it. And so far, the plan, fingers crossed, and assuming that all those black jerseys are more cautious than anything, to get them healthy to firm and to make sure that they're ready to go when the schedule gets tougher once September's gone. Because it's 4 non-cons to start, then it's over. The plan seems to be working. They're built to go toe-to-toe with the nation's best. So treat them that way. Because they're walking that way and talking that way. And kickoff is coming just two Saturdays away. So stay locked into the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and Affiliate of On Three, all the way up into the opening bell against Furman. We got you covered. We talk Ole Miss sports and only Ole Miss sports if we can help it all day, every day. That's the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and Affiliate of On Three. Sign up today if you haven't already. We'd love to have you. Talk of Champions is always brought to you by our friends at Riverland Roofing. For all your roofing needs, text or call Riverland Roofing today at 662-644-4297. That's 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. We'll see you back here in the Riverland Roofing studio on Monday. Until then, be good to each other. God bless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.